Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Are we ready to get...
Are we ready to what?
Get this party started.
Honey, I have been sitting here waiting for you to get your fucking computer to work for a solid 20 minutes.
It's not my fault. Google Chrome made me update.
I don't know. I'm thinking that it is.
Okay, so stoners, Brandy's cranky. I don't know why, but...
I'm sorry. You don't know why? I've played 4 shows in the past week. I've barely slept. I've slept all the way to Los Angeles, working my freaking ass off. I have not one photo shoot tomorrow, but another one on Wednesday. And then I'm flying halfway across the world to hang out with your ass in Europe. What do you mean you don't know why I'm cranky? I'm so tired.
She's cranky, but we had the best night.
We had a great time, but now I need you to get with it. And I need you to tell the stoners.
I'm not even on my microphone.
Are you there? You scare me.
Honestly, I love this line.
Mom, what is wrong with you? Wait, are you on the Pamela? I fucking knew it.
All day.
It's all making sense. It's making so much sense.
I'm focused. So anyway,
no, you're not. We had... Okay.
So you know what? I just love when things just organically happen.
What do you mean?
So today, stoners, I had like... Brandy thinks she's been working her fingers to the bone. So
I freaking have. What do you mean?
And, but anyway, so... After I got back from Malibu, I had to go down there to check on my trailer and get it ready for me and Brandy are doing it. We can't talk about it majorly, but we're doing a photo shoot and it involves my trailer in Paradise Cove. And so I went down today to check it out. But then I, on my way home, I called Brandy and said, I'm coming home. Are you going to be there? And she said, yes, Keys is going to cook tonight. And... then Audrey, Dom's daughter, called me and said, I'm 8 minutes from your house. Should I meet you there? Yep. And then I get home and Brandy has 2 more friends over and we had the absolute best time.
I want to know what you think. What of that you think is organic? I planned this whole thing except for Audrey.
Well, that was the best part is that we got to hang out with Aud.
Oh, I wasn't the best part. I'm offended.
No, but that you and Audrey were hanging out.
I love Audrey.
I know you do, but it just like, I love those moments.
You're such a psycho.
And I love your friends so much. You all been friends forever. Marta and Val and Kirsten. And honestly, I just love them all so much.
My friends are the best.
And honestly, also, the thing I love about Audrey listening, getting to listen to Val and stuff too, because like, Audrey's so like goal oriented and you know, she's a stylist assistant right now. And I mean, like Val is so cool and has done so many good things. And it was just such good vibes.
Great vibes.
You don't care.
I mean, you know, I thought it was, you know, I'm so fortunate. It's like a normal night for me to get to hang with the cool girls and like, they're just awesome. And it's always good vibes with my friends. So I'm just, you know.
That is so true. Like those girls, there's no drama. Like it is just like. So good. You have the best group of friends.
I do.
So anyway, and I love them and they're my friends too.
Oh boy, here we go.
They love me and I love them and they're just the best. I'm obsessed. So anyway, we did that tonight and Brandy's staying with me.
Oh boy. We had a whole bottle of Vouv. We left that out.
What was it?
Vouv, the champagne that we drank the whole bottle of.
Vouv,
Boob, yes.
Like boob, but with the V.
Not, that's not spelled the same at all, but sure.
Boob.
Boob.
Like lube?
Oh my God. Maybe it's the champagne mixed with the Pamelo that's got you all freaky.
It honestly, I highly recommend this.
Keys is going to kill me because I'm going to wake her up screaming at you.
Well,
shout out to not our sponsor, but should be Liquid Death.
I'm obsessed with Liquid Death. And honestly, you know what? When I think a good representation of Liquid Death, if there's somebody on the can, it's Dom.
Why do you think that?
No. I just look at Dom and go, Liquid Death. Like, I mean, he's just like, he looks like he'll kill you. So they need to like make him their person.
You seriously scare me.
I scare myself. Speaking of Dom, we always have to talk about Dom on the pod.
You always have to talk about Dom on the pod.
So anyway, we're going back to drinks. Brand, have you had this? This is the absolute best drink I have ever had in my entire life.
Okay, tell the stoners what it is.
San Pellegrino. And then it says this.
What's it say? I want to hear you pronounce that.
Aranciata.
I have no idea.
Rosa. Aranciata. It's Aranciata Rosa. Brandy, how do you say it?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but it is honestly so freaking good. And I just had it one time and said how much I loved it. And now every time Dom goes to the grocery store, he gets me these.
Well, that is just adorable.
I know. And anyway, but honestly, they need to sponsor us too, because I'm literally obsessed with this.
Mm.
So bomb.
San Pellegrino is not sponsoring our podcast.
Why?
Because they're a gigantic company.
Oh.
You're out of it. Do you have it together enough to talk to the stoners about any off limits?
That's one of them.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure off limits is where we talk about films, television, books, movies, music that we're watching, listening to, loving.
Well, it is, but you're all what's called favorite things. And I always.
We are not going to have any listeners left after this episode. No one's listening to us ever again.
I know.
Also, can we talk about this photo my mom has hanging above the bed right now? It's insane.
That is terrible.
It's your house.
Well, that's coming down. That's rude. That is just rude. Anyway, okay, let's go back. I've pulled it together.
I don't think so, but all right, what have you been watching?
Okay. You know what? First of all, is terrible.
What?
That show You.
Mom, that came out like a year ago.
Well, they need to just stop.
Okay, that's what you've been watching?
Yeah, well, I tried to, and it's too much. And then I turned on this show that I was thought was going to be great. Well, I don't know why I thought it was going to be great. I just liked the name. And, I think it was called, like, Fake Identity or something.
I don't know if that sounds like anything.
Okay, well, anyway, it may be the worst show I've ever seen.
Oh.
And I just had it on while I was cleaning my closet for 2 days, mm-hmm. and just had it on as background noise. And then I'd be like, what is that? It's full soft porn.
Ew.
Soft porn with, like, it is honestly, when I think about Hopetown, bringing hope to the world.
Here we go. Here we freaking go.
I just don't understand why, like, you're really not going to buy shows that are great. And like, Brand, you've got to watch it just to understand.
People love garbage. You should know this by now.
It is so not okay. The whole part, every single part of it isn't okay. But anyway, so I tried to watch that and couldn't. Tried to watch You, couldn't. Is there anything good on TV?
I mean, there's plenty of good stuff. You know what? I actually need to catch up on Silo. I am not caught up on that.
I got a little bored.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, you know what just came out this week, actually, is season 2 of Cruel Summer.
I tried to watch it. I'm confused.
Oh, my gosh. Mom, why are you confused?
I was just a little confused, but I'm still way in. Like, I really...
What are you confused about?
There was a lot of back and forths.
It's always like that.
That's true, but I felt like more or something. I don't know. I felt like... I don't know. It's like there was a little, they were cheating a little bit. Like, I don't know. The going back and forth too much made me a little nuts. But I will say, out of everything I've been watching, that's by far my favorite.
I mean, that's kind of the show, is to be confused, a little confusing.
That's true.
You know?
I mean, I do really like it.
Okay. So, yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I haven't started it yet, but the final season of Manifest just released on Netflix. I love Manifest.
I got tired of that too.
I love that one. Well, it sounds like a you problem, Tizzle.
No, you know what it is? It's, I think, with like Manifest, some of those shows, they feel so monotonous.
Right. But if all the shows feel that way, I think maybe you have a problem.
Maybe. I just start getting bored when it feels like the same season over and over. Like, I felt like that a lot with Succession. I could not get into the last season of Succession. Like I said, there was something major that happened that brought me back in. But I just felt like nothing new happened. It was the same thing every episode. And I hate that.
I didn't even watch the last season.
It wasn't great. But all of those actors are just so good that... Like, yeah. Oh, they're so amazing. And the girl that plays Shiv, she was actually pregnant, like really in this season. And like, I just think about that. And like, she's just so incredible.
Yeah, that I agree with for sure.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
Well, this is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite. And they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
Are you falling asleep?
I'm pretty tired.
You look exhausted.
Well, also, your video is like super fucked up.
See, I think yours is.
Well, then yours is doing a thing where like it's really lagged.
Oh, no.
I know. So I don't know what's happening with that. I think it's your fucking terrible Wi-Fi. That's what I think.
Brandy has such a potty mouth. I did not teach her this.
When I get tired, it really comes out.
I'm not kidding. You and Molly are scary sometimes.
Like when I'm traveling and I'm tired, it is
not good. She is so cranky. I'm serious. You know, stoners, what you don't know, like, honestly, I'm really just not a cranky person.
You're not.
I'm not. Like, honestly.
But you get fat faced sometimes, though.
Only if somebody's being mean to me or honestly not having fun. I just want to have fun all the time. I really do. I just am a joyful person. And honestly, Molly looked up what Letitia means, and it actually means joyful.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Guys, if anyone in any position of authority whatsoever says something to my mother, she just immediately gets pissy.
I do.
Like, immediately.
Honestly, that's kind
of... They could tell her to have a lovely day and she's pissed off.
I do think that's something I need to work on. I really do. You know what? I do have a problem with that.
I know.
Because most of the time, it's stupid people that like aren't even authoritative and they aren't want to believe they are, like the airport police. And they want to scream and blow their whistle at you, which just makes me a nervous freaking wreck. And then almost causes me to like hit pedestrians. But like, I hate people that try to show their authority that really don't have any.
Uh-huh. Like, but they do have it a little bit.
I guess.
Oh, it's too good.
Oh, it's so annoying. What is another good example of that that just angers me? Like, angers.
Oh, no. I forgot to cancel my freaking... Let me tell you what. Putting things on auto ship, it can make your life easier, but it also can make it where you spend more money than you need to and you end up with way too much shit.
I would agree with that.
My dog food's on auto ship and I have so much extra dog food and it just shipped again.
I just get this one serum that I'm obsessed with. And I have it on auto ship. And now I have like four extra bottles of it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, if they discontinue it, then I won't run out. So
that's true, I guess. But I don't need a bunch of dog food laying around.
No, you do not.
All right. We got to do some DMT.
Hi, Chris and Brandy. I love you both so much. Okay, so, by the way, my name's Cassidy. I'm from PA. Funny enough, I'm not stoned right now, but it just sounds like I am. Anyways, my question is about moving and, like, telling your parents how to go about that. So, like, my boyfriend and I just graduated college, and we're in Delaware for the summer, working at the beach, saving up money. But after that, we want to go to New York City, and we just want to, like, start our own lives and, you know, do our own thing. But his parents are not going to be happy about that. They want us to move home and, like, save up and buy a house, and that's just not what we want to do right now. And I love them so much, and I don't want them to be upset with us. But how do you go about, you know, telling your parents that this is what you want to do without hurting their feelings or being upset? So, yeah, my parents are, like, all for it, and they know, but my boyfriend's parents don't know yet, so we're waiting for the right time to tell them. So any advice on that? I'd love to hear it. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
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 Let's hear it, Tiz.
I mean, I guess, but I feel like if you guys would tell me that, like, yes, do I really wish you lived here? I really, really, really do. But I can't ever imagine, like, you guys telling me that and me actually being mad.
Yeah, but you're not a normal mom. You're a cool mom.
But I do feel like it's like, maybe it's because I had five and I was like ready. Like, see, yeah. Like, don't let the door hit you in the butt. I mean, like, for real. But I don't know. I honestly don't know. What is your advice? Because I literally just don't understand that.
I mean, I don't know. I think that if I've learned anything in my many, many years on this earth, it's that it's much better to just be direct with people than beat around the bush. So I would just recommend shooting them straight and just kind of explaining it just like you did to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that love you will love you no matter what. So I think you'll be just fine. And I think you're definitely making the right decision.
And also it's like, you could just say it's not forever. It's just something we don't know what it is, but like, we're just going, we just want to explore and experience new things and all this. It doesn't mean it's forever, I think is a right. good way to put it as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think it sounds fun.
Me too.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
You know, this is going to age me, but I say YOLO to everything these days. You only live once. It's the truth.
I say the same thing.
Seize the day, live your life.
Yep.
That's what I have to say.
I say that too. I'm like, you do you. Have fun. It goes so fast.
Yeah, well, and it could just, you know, you never know when, which day is your last. Yep. It could be over tomorrow.
It's so
you know,
true. Yep.
Can't take your money with you. I say live it up.
Hilarious.
I'm serious.
It is true.
That's what I tell myself. You want those Elias sandals, honey? You can't take the money with you. Buy them.
Hi, y'all. This is Tara. I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Y'all have to come here. I know you guys would love NWA. Anyway, my question is for Tish, and I guess Brandy. I have a cat, and I am wanting to get a cat tree, you know, the big tall ones that they can, like, climb on and scratch. And how do I make that look not ugly in my house? I don't know, like, I just feel like anytime I go into a house with a cat tree, it looks chuggy, and I'm like, oh, you're a cat mom. My cat would love it. And so, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how to make it look chic and not weird. I don't know. Okay. Bye. Love ya. Sorry, I'm stoned.
I love her, but there's just no way to make a cat tree chic.
The only thing I could think is if you could find like a beige one or a white one.
Okay, so I had one. First of all, Miss Kitty did not use it at all, ever. And then okay. I did end up putting it outside because she's outside a lot. And every now and then she would go to the very top and sleep. She really didn't use it very much. Mm-hmm. And I have seen all these things on TikTok, and it's not like a cat tree, but I don't know if you'd want to do this to your house, but they had done like shelves on a wall that they had left empty and like put little strips of a pad so the cat couldn't slip, so they could jump all over these like shelves, that's cool, different ledges. And they had little cat toys dangling from me, and the whole little, like, it looked like a little art installation.
That's neat.
And it was so cute. And they did a video of their cat, and their cat was like obsessed with it. So if we can find a picture, a little video of it, we'll put it up. But it was so, and I was
okay,
like,
cute.
That is such a good idea. Instead of having some
yeah.
that sitting in your room.
For sure. I do feel like I've seen similar things like that on TikTok. So I feel like you could get on TikTok and like search a hashtag or two about that and probably find some really cool idea, like alternative ideas
there
to a
were
cat tree.
So many cute ones. It was crazy. So
yeah, that's genius.
That would be my suggestions. And it was cheap. It was like little IKEA shelves with, you know, like grip mm-hmm. on it. It was so perfect. Yeah.
I've also seen like really cool, I think also on TikTok, like these cool things that kind of attach onto windows.
Oh, I love them.
That cats can sleep in and stuff.
Yes.
Cats love windows. And those are kind of cool too.
I've seen ones that have, it's like attached just to the window and the cat can lay in it. And on the mm-hmm. other side is a freaking bird feeder.
Oh, genius. That's genius.
So the cat's like in there. Like, it's so insane.
That's hysterical. Love that for the cat.
Yeah.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They're
okay.
really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Any more DMTs?
Yeah, we got one more.
Yay.
Hey, Tish. Hey, Brandy. I'm literally shaking right now because I've almost called you guys so many times. I'm a longtime listener. You guys have gotten me through so much through the pandemic. You have no idea. You guys really created a little community for me. But anyway, things kind of hit ahead where I feel like I need your advice. I am dealing with a very narcissistic mother-in-law. It's kind of, you know, I've not been married for that long, and her true colors are really showing now. And the issue is that my husband, I love him to death, but he just has no way of setting boundaries with her. And without getting into details, it's not just her being, you know, kind of manipulative in the way of just wanting it all about her. She's also doing some very questionable ethical things that I very much so disagree with and kind of puts him at risk and me at risk. So I definitely think boundaries need to be set, and he won't do it. And I'm a little bit nervous too as well, because I don't want to come off as, you know, the wife trying to put in a wedge between their relationship. But it's gotten very difficult. So I would love to hear your advice of how to deal with this person and what the most healthy way would be. It's kind of crazy, and I wish I could tell you guys the whole story, but like I said, for some reasons, I cannot. And I would say I'm a pretty lax person, but this takes the cake into a whole new level. So just would love to hear your thoughts on how to deal with this tough relationship and how to really drill it home with my husband to, you know, maybe step up, man up, and don't want to make an ultimatum about it. But yeah, interested in your thoughts. And like I said, thank you guys so much.
Oh, girl, if anyone knows how it is dealing with a narcissist, you're talking to the right girl.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's not okay. And honestly, I cannot even imagine dealing with a mother-in-law that's a narcissist. I cannot imagine the, like, friction that could cause in a major way,
yeah.
Especially if he's really close to his mom. Because I feel like narcissists are so good at, like, brainwashing people. He probably doesn't even know it. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. You know? And so, I don't know. That's a really tough one. I just think, and I'm the worst communicator in the world. So, but what I do know is, like honest communication and just coming from a place of love is the only thing you can do. But I do feel like it is, like, a freaking hard situation.
Yeah. I would say, and like, you're talking to somebody that doesn't have any experience being married or dealing with a mother-in-law, but I would like to think that if I was in this situation, I think it feels very important for you and your husband to, like, be a united front and be on the same page and definitely be a team. And like, if it got to a point where it was like him and her against you, that wouldn't be good. And if that's definitely not going to make you feel good. So I would definitely maybe focus more on, like, the relationship with your husband and getting on the same page with him so that he understands where you're coming from, so that you guys could kind of be like a united front about setting boundaries is what I think sounds like the best solution.
But she's also saying it's there could be some, like, questionable things, like ethical things. And that, like, is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Especially if the son doesn't realize it. And then it's like having to, like, be like.
Maybe they should go to therapy.
That might be a great idea. But honestly, it's just, like, such a horrible situation, like, having to deal with the narcissist. And, like, it's so crazy because they can also kind of suck you back in. There's such chameleons that can, like, you can know the truth, and then they can just literally do shit to, like, make you believe their bull crap again. So it's so tough, but bummer.
Starting to get a little personal for NT over
that
here.
That helped, though.
Oh my goodness! But well, thanks for calling in. Glad you're a longtime listener. We love that.
I think we should have a whole segment about narcissists.
We should get a narcissist expert on here.
And also just have people call in and tell their stories about dealing with a narcissist.
Oh, God. Well, I'm sure there would be a million.
A million.
Don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So many.
Well, we love you guys calling in. DRMT is our favorite segment. I say it every week. So if you have a question to ask Tizzle or me, you know, or both of us, or if you just want to tell us a story, or if you have a high design question, we love all of those things. You can call us at 516-7-STONER. There's also the option to DM us on Instagram. Our handle's at Sorry We're Stoned. You better be following us. And you can record a voice message and send it over Instagram if you're out of the country, or if Instagram's just easier for you, and we can play it from there. Loves it.
Are you trying to hang up on us?
No, I'm trying to friggin' plug DMT so that more people call in. Dumb dumb.
Do I have any good baked goods this week? Because I feel like I ordered a lot of stuff.
Well, that's what I was just about to pull up. And I also feel like because we're about to take this trip, that something tells me you've done some heavy lifting on the old Amazon account.
I did, I think.
Let's see here. Didn't we talk about the rechargeable travel mirror?
Did we?
I think so.
No, we did for sure.
Yeah, I think that's the most recent shit. All these frickin' camis.
We don't have to talk about Amazon baked goods per se, but let me just tell you guys that Zara right now is the place to go.
Really?
I got so many cute things. Brandy and I are getting ready to take a trip. And so I needed to get some cute dresses because I do not wear shorts and it's going to be very hot. So I needed to get some loose fitting dresses. And I got so many cute dresses at Zara. I can't even take it. Like, Zara is good. Like, their knockoffs of all the designer stuff is actually fits better than designer, I swear. It's just like, they just really are great at basics, but like just anything trendy too. They're just amazing. So you guys need to go to Zara because right now they have the cutest stuff I have ever seen.
Okay. Well, cute.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. And you know, the other place that I really love to shop is Revolve. I don't know if everybody knows about Revolve, but you know what? It's very trendy, but at a good price point. But what I love is their customer service and their returns are like the easiest thing on the planet. Like you're free shipping, free returns on everything. And you have like so 30 days or something, and you get like, it is just the easiest like place to shop that you could possibly imagine. So
that's true.
Revolve is so good. So Revolve and Zara, like I'm loving it right now.
She is loving it.
I am.
You're killing me.
Brandy's falling asleep on me.
I'm falling asleep. It's 12:30 at my house. Honestly, I can't believe you stay up this late.
The girl who told me earlier, you have to just get on the time zone. You have to eat at the right time. You have to.
I didn't tell you that. Val told you that.
Well, you've been telling me that.
Yeah, but that's for Europe.
I know, but see, this is even easier.
No, but it actually hurts me to get on LA time because then I'm 2 more hours away from Rome time.
Oh.
I'm trying to stay on Nashville time because it's just a little bit easier to get on Rome time.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be getting up at 7:30 so that I'm on track.
Okay.
I got to take a shower before my photo shoot. I have to fill out my interview questions that I am such a bad procrastinator. I put everything off until the absolute last second that I can do it.
Really?
Oh my God. I'm the worst.
Really? I would have not thought that.
Yes, I put everything off to the last minute. I'll block off days in my calendar to work on music before a gig, and I end up working on it the morning of the show every time.
I don't do that.
I'm the worst.
I don't think I am like that because, like, I'm packed and ready to go.
See, I pack the morning of a trip every time.
That would give me so. Why am I losing my voice?
Because you're talking too much. Yeah, get away.
Anyway.
On the Pamelo.
I am on the Pamelo. So, guys, did I post about the Pamelo yet?
I don't know, but
honestly,
it's dangerous.
It is so good. It just changes my mood like that. And
okay, we do not need to talk anymore about the Pamelo.
One more. This is baked goods. Like the real baked goods.
Guys, help me. I don't understand. Because you know what? Next week, I should make you and Dom take over. Sorry, we're stoned.
He would never.
Should make you guys do an episode.
Although, he would just go love. He would just be like, do your thing. Like he says, I just float around like a little fairy all the time.
Okay, I'm not listening to the Dom shit. I'm not.
Here's the thing. This Pamelo weed, I'm gonna put pictures of it.
It is like Lexapro and Concerta combined. Like it like makes me happy and so functioning that it is like, I am like, look at me.
Honestly, I don't know if we're allowed to leave in this podcast, you comparing the Pamelo to pharmaceutical drugs.
You know what? Thank God that we're going to do something natural instead of like chemicals.
I mean, you're not wrong about that.
But anyway, guys, like it, like honestly, you don't even, you don't even understand what I get done in one day on Pamelo. It's crazy. Anyway, it, honestly.
All right, we're not saying Pamelo ever again on this podcast unless they're paying us. Okay,
it's so good. Yes. Okay.
No more.
You're right.
Yeah. Or give us can't little, be giving that out for free.
And give me some equity.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm literally killing myself.
Guys, we got to wrap this up. I can't take it anymore. I know. Okay. What are your last and final words for the stoners this week?
Stoners, don't be afraid. I was afraid for so long. Like afraid of everything, afraid of being alone, just afraid. Just a fearful little girl.
More like a fearful 40-year-old woman.
Honestly, but then I just like, I need to stop.
I know.
I'm going to save it for the book.
Save it for the book.
But anyway, once I wasn't and I just trusted myself and just took the leap of faith, look what happened in my life. Like, I am free as a damn bird. And I'm in love and just, I mean, my life is, I mean, I just can't. Thank you, Jesus. I'm serious.
And this bird is flying to Europe.
And you know what I want to sing? Shackles on my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise him. Just want to praise him. Oh, dun, 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 dun. I just want to praise him. I just want to praise him. I'm serious.
We got to go, stoners. We love you.
Love you guys. Do we need to cut this part out?
I guarantee you they'll keep it
How's
in because
the beginning
hilarious.
Of it go? Just get me started.
I don't know.
Can I play it? Hold on.
Here's the thing, though. If you place music uncopyrighted, you get sued.
Well, isn't that why we have insurance?
So as long as you're taking the hit on that, I'm all about playing Shackles at the end of every episode.
Can we play 30 seconds of it legally?
I don't. The rules are blurry.
So you're telling me these people are going to sue us when we're telling people to praise him?
So I'm just warning you.
I'll talk to Bill Sobel.
Do you ask the lawyers?
Okay. What if I sing it?
We love you, stoners. We gotta go.
Love you guys.
We'll be coming at you live from Europe next week.
Yes, we will.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.